Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is a memorial of Saint Boniface, and from the United States, we hear from Father Jim Marchanda, a preacher, composer, and musician living in Chicago, but coming to us from Los Angeles today. His preaching is entitled, Nothing Less Than One.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, I pray not only for these, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, so that they may all be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And I have given them the glory you gave me, so that they may be one, as we are one, I in them, and you in me, that they may be brought to perfection as one, that the world may know that you sent me, and that you loved them even as you loved me. Father, they are your gift to me. I wish that where I am, they also may be with me, that they may see my glory that you gave me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world also does not know you, but I know you, and they know that you sent me. I have made known to them your name, and I will make it known, that the love with which you loved me may be in them and I in them. The Gospel of the Lord. Today, in this gospel reading between the Feast of the Ascension and before Pentecost, and on the day that the church celebrates the memorial of Saint Boniface, apostle to Germany, we get to revisit the priestly prayer of Christ. The priestly prayer of Christ, Jesus praying for unity among the disciples. Jesus praying for unity before his passion, death, and resurrection. The reading that we heard before the celebration of Holy Week, and the reading that today reminds us of that prayer as we await Pentecost and the great gifts of the Holy Spirit. We are reminded of a critical truth today, the truth of unity, the truth of union with God in Jesus, the truth of union with one another because of our union with God in Jesus. This is a powerful prayer. We know it well. It's a powerful prayer that is packed with theological significance for each and every one of us. But it is meant for so much more than just the individual. It is not a gospel for the individual as much as it is a gospel for families, for communities, for cities, for nations, for continents. It is so massive, this intention of the reach of Jesus is so massive, intended beyond the individual, intended for the entire world. It actually reminds me of Matthew 25, the final judgment that we read in the Gospel of St. Matthew, where it says that when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, He will gather before himself all the nations of the world and separate them as a shepherd separates the goats from the sheep. I preached on that 2 months ago when I was preaching a mission in Florida, highlighting this gospel that Jesus in that passage was not talking to just individuals, care for the hungry, care for the naked, care for the homeless. Jesus was talking about God coming and speaking to entire nations about care or non-care for the hungry, the naked, and the homeless. And that's what this gospel is about. It's not just about individual union with another individual. It's about such a union, such unity among the followers of Jesus, such unity that whole peoples come to believe in the word that Jesus came to bring. The witness of unity, the witness of our union should impact the entire world. It's massive. It is absolutely massive. Not intended for anything small-minded, but intended to be so magnificent, so large, so far-reaching, just as Matthew 25 was intended. Recently, I bought a prayer card from Pax Christi USA that I thought I would share with you on this prayer for unity that we hear in the priestly prayer of Christ. A prayer that calls us to work so hard for unity that the need for nuclear weapons will no longer be. This was written by Sister of St. Joseph, Diane Smith, written specially for Pax Christi USA, and it is titled, A Prayer for Nuclear Disarmament, which I would like to share with you today. Good and gracious God, we pray for a world free of nuclear weapons. Lift the fog of atomic darkness that hovers so pervasively over the earth. We pray for world leaders to come to the realization that more weapons and war do not bring peace. May financial resources be allocated to alleviate poverty, support food security, housing, healthcare, environment, and educational programs. Good and gracious God, we pray that the deadly power of nuclear weapons never again be unleashed on people and your creation. May such weapons of mass and indiscriminate annihilations be forever banned and eliminated from the face of the earth. Good and gracious God, forgive our past silence. Give us the courage and strength to tirelessly raise our prophetic voices to work to eliminate weapons of mass destruction. Let us remember Hiroshima and Nagasaki as beacons as we commit ourselves to find ways to live together in peace, that we may not be just peace lovers, but peacemakers. It's a beautiful prayer by Sister Diane Smith, CSJ, written for Pax Christi USA. A powerful prayer. But I ask the question, doesn't that prayer sound naive? Oh, but yes, it does. It does. Thank God, however, for naivete. Thank God for naivete. May it serve to move us all in profound ways. through the courage of those thought to be naive, may the world encounter the God of Jesus, who not only prays for change, but demands that we change because of and through our prayer. Jesus prayed, "Father, may they be one." On this day between the Ascension of the Lord and Pentecost Sunday, let us also pray, "Father, may we be one. May we be nothing less than one."